Hello and welcome back to Galvanize. This week I'm joined by Miss Scotland 2016, Lucy Kerr. And this episode is super topical because, as you've seen if you've been following the competition, the finalists of Miss Scotland 2021 have now been announced and they start off their first challenges this week. So what better way to celebrate that than have a former Miss Scotland on and talk everything about being a finalist, winning and Miss World. And everything in between. I hope you enjoy this one.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming on. How was your dog walk?
Oh, it was good. It was good.
Nice
warm.
And sunny.
It is. It's warm outside, but not too sunny. Lovely. A bit muggy, but no, it's nice.
Yeah, it's kind of... it does, doesn't it? It's kind of windy and overcast here, but I say this with my fingers crossed, the sun's due to come out later, so I'm buzzing for that.
I know, the weekend's meant to be a bit nicer than during the week, so fingers crossed.
It's great timing.
I know.
To go do some activities.
Exactly.
So what have you been up to?
Not a lot. I've been, I've started uni again this year, so I've got the summer off, which is really weird, so I've just been working away, doing lots of beauty treatments and things, coach a lot of dancing as well, so I've been doing that most nights, and then just doing treatments during the day, but I've got a wee day off today, so that's nice.
Oh good, well thanks dog for fitting me in on your day off.
No, that's all right, happy to be here.
Your dog is so cute. It's a cockapoo, is it?
Yes,
a cockapoo, right? Yeah.
Anything. I had to walk her out.
Oh, bless her. Well, if she wants to come say hi,
she's too loud.
She's more than welcome to come and have a wee bark. So, Lucy, I'm going to talk about your journey as Miss Scotland, how you found that experience, because I think it's very topical at the moment, because as we know, the finalists for this year's run of the competition have been announced. They were announced, I think it's been about 3 weeks now, so it's very exciting for them, very exciting for people that are following the competition, and I think this episode will help give an overview of what's involved, what happens when you're in the role, etc. And obviously I can chip in because I know the rules of the game. Yeah, so true. And funnily enough, I'm actually doing interviews with the girls next week,
a kind of
podcast style as well. So, yeah, it's really exciting.
Good. Get all the chat.
Yeah, get all the goss, get all the chat. And yeah, this will hopefully give them a little idea of interview styles. And we've obviously been used to interviews over our years, well, my 2 years in the role. So, I think this will just be a really nice episode to lead into this whole element of the competition.
Absolutely. Okay, so I was crowned Miss Scotland in 2016. So I was young. I was a young pup. So I was 18 when I was crowned.
And where are you? I thought you were 19. Yeah.
No, I turned 19 during Miss Scotland, but I was 18 when I was crowned. So looking back now, I'm like, wow, I was so young. I'm like a totally different person now. But
my goodness.
Obviously at the time I was like, I didn't think that was an issue, and it wasn't an issue. But looking back, I'm like, wow, that was a long time ago. I was so young. So
what age are you now?
24 this month.
24, right. Yes. Oh my goodness. I never knew you were so young. I actually don't know the ages of the girls this year.
I'm not sure. I know the age limit has been higher though, hasn't it? Because it used to be 24 was like your last time you could apply. Is it older than that now?
It is. There's some girls that are 26. So I think as long as you're 26 when you go to Miss World, which is in December this year, you're good. But when I was at Miss World, there was girls who were 27, 28, so...
Yeah, I definitely think I was one of the youngest. If I wasn't the youngest, I was in Miss Scotland and Miss World as well, but I don't know exactly, but there was a lot of people older than me, but it didn't make a difference. Like, I was quite ahead of my years when I was younger, so
yeah, as far as 18 year olds go, you were very mature. I was well, you not could like say that at 18, let me tell you. So well done.
Thank you. So obviously I applied slightly different way to all the other girls. So I was at the Girls Day Out show in the SCCC in Glasgow. I was with my family, fun wee girly day out, with my mum, my cousins, my sister, my auntie was there as well, and we walked past this stall, saw Mary Ferguson literally on a big billboard saying apply for Miss Scotland 2016, blah blah blah. Didn't think anything of it, to be honest. Didn't really know much about it at that time because it wasn't really ever in my path. Mm-hmm. Life. And my mom was like, oh, you should do that, that looks really fun, blah blah blah. And I was like, I just didn't really say much. I was like, yeah, like, okay. There was a massive queue, like massive queue,
really, was there,
to sign up for it. Yeah. And I was kind of like, oh, we'll come back, it's fine. And then we were obviously just clearly hanging about, you know, wanting to do it, maybe not. And then someone came over to me and basically handed me a clipboard and was like, hi, you want to apply? And I was like, oh yeah, okay. Just kind of did it. It just happened. Filled out all the information, it was all these questions obviously that I hadn't prepared. It was like, what charity would you support? Obviously I could think of a few. Like, what would you do if you won? Like all these different questions. And I was like, mum, you need to help me. I don't know. So anyway, it was a team effort. We all got the questions answered, got my photo taken. And then, to be honest, I didn't really think anything of it afterwards. I just went away, had a good wee day out, and then it wasn't until about 4 or 5, maybe even 6 months later, I got a phone call from Mary saying, hi, it's Miss Scotland here. And I was like, what?
Oh my god,
it was the most random phone call I've ever answered.
Yeah,
like, just didn't expect it, kind of forgot about it a wee bit. It was obviously in the back of my mind, like, I wonder if anything will come from that, but I mean, not really thinking anything of it. Mm-hmm. And she was like, do you want to come along for an interview? So I was like, yeah, of course, yeah, cool. So then I did it, and then the whole process, I wasn't expecting, like, any of it. I wasn't expecting to get as far forward as I did. And then I got through to the next stage and to the next stage, and then I met all the obviously all of you guys, and it was just like, oh, okay, this is kind of real now. Like, it did get it got to a point where I was like, right, this is kind of happening, whereas before it was a bit like all up in the air, like, oh yeah, this is fun.
Yeah, so, I know, just going along for the journey. Yeah, before you know it,
didn't think anything really of it. Yeah, so after that, got obviously we had our interview stages, and then was it not me and you that everyone brought heels or something?
Yes,
was that me?
Oh my goodness, that was so funny. I remember, well, they said just turn up as a normal day out, like, you know how you'd go meet your friends. And obviously I was a student at the point.
Yeah.
So jeans and a wee pair of pumps and a cute top was,
I think it was quite summery as well. It was like I'm sure it was quite warm, so we were probably a nice kind of summery outfit. Didn't really,
I think you were in a black
it.
Dress. I don't know
was
why
it?
I've got
oh,
that in
it?
My head. But I was
dressed
wearing skinny.
Yeah.
Well, I've got this weird thing. I swear, I remember memories by the outfits people were wearing. It's really bizarre, but
that's funny.
I don't know if it's a talent, but yeah. My boyfriend remembers number plates. I remember outfits. But yeah, I'm positive you were wearing a wee black dress.
Okay.
But it was like very chill, and I was in skinnies,
yep,
wee white top.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, all these girls turned up in heels, and me and you were like, what?
Yeah,
is there a memo?
We have missed this memo. And then obviously you've got in your head, oh god, right, this isn't going to go down well. We are not prepared. We don't look like we're, you know, obviously overthinking everything. But it was all fine. I mean,
it was
things
all
happen.
Good.
We're all human.
I know. So. And the thing is, it's everyone's interpretation of what you've become as. And I suppose it gives you a wee insight into the person too.
I think,
you know,
going from
mean?
That and just from anything, like, a wee bit of advice would be always dress up rather than dress down. Like,
yes.
As a wee bit of word of advice, like, don't ever, obviously not depend, dress appropriately, but.
Yeah, don't always turn up in a ball gown to the gym, but.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember, but it's Miss Scotland. That's something
hair.
I learned at Miss World.
Exactly. Yeah, well, even for exactly Miss World for rehearsals, and like, I remember having a lot of gym gear, like, I'm quite sporty, so I had lots of gym clothes, and I was thinking rehearsals, sports, like kind of dance rehearsals.
Yeah.
things like that. And I'm like, yeah, put the gym gear on. And oh, they would tell you, bring heels, bring this color and bring this color or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you'd be prepared. Literally, some people would be in full like blazer dresses and hair done, makeup. And I'm like, so you very quickly realize, right, adapt yourself to your surroundings.
Oh, yeah, dress totally. I had that realization as well.
Yeah, it was like first couple of rehearsals, or even like the one thing for Miss World that was for me, it was breakfast. So obviously we had to get up at like 5 a.m. almost every morning. I'm not really a morning person as it is, but I made it. I was there, turned up. But I'm not saying, I obviously got myself ready and presentable and things, but sometimes you would get there and genuinely people were in heels, dresses, hair curled, makeup, like eyelash, like the lot. And you don't have to necessarily be ready for breakfast. It was more like you get up, have breakfast, and then you'll like go and do your daily activity. So you would go back to your room, you would get organized, and you would dress appropriately for that. But people had breakfast outfits, which actually blew my mind. I'm like, how many clothes have you got with
it's
you?
Mental.
Because each morning you guys look perfect, and then they'll change for their day, then they'll change for their night. I'm like, wow. I mean, not everyone was like that, but you very quickly realise, right,
sort yourself totally out. And it was the breakfast thing that I realised. I had been pre-warned, and breakfast is my favourite meal of the day, and that is a must for me.
So I was
waking up so early, and actually I was turned out to be one of the earliest. Me in Singapore, who was my roommate, she liked breakfast too, so we were always super early.
Definitely.
Dressed up as well.
You don't know when you're going to be eating at these things, so you do need to.
And the thing you can say is, I think you can never go amiss with a big pair of statement earrings. It just glams up everything, honestly. Like, that is a tip for Miss World. Everyone has big glam earrings.
definitely
always have them on you.
I had massive, I remember from my final outfit, and I had these huge big dangly ones, and I remember being like, are these too much, are these too heavy, are these, like, because they weren't really me, but I knew that they went with the dress and went with, like, I wouldn't wear them on a normal night out. But when I got there, I was like, are these enough? Are these like, everyone's like 10 times bigger.
I
like,
know.
Everything's just bigger and more extravagant. Like, all the doubts that you have, you get there and you're like, what was I even worrying about? Like, these are, if anything, I need more.
And I think it's because, especially, like, you were a young girl, I was a student, like, everything that was natural to us was very understated. So when you felt a bit uncomfortable and out of place because you were maybe, you felt like a walking diamond. You turn up to Miss World and you're like, no, you're in great company, and the more the better in terms of that kind of stuff.
Exactly. There's never too much. Definitely
never
not.
Too much bling. No. So how did you enjoy your experience when you were a finalist? Is that something?
So I loved being a finalist. Like, I absolutely loved it. I loved it. We had such a good team of us. I feel like most years that everyone has like a really good bond, or it definitely comes across that way anyway. But I think with the activities that you're doing, the people you're meeting, and normally for most people, I know some people have done it for a second time and they know what to expect and they've loved it and that's why they've done it again, but for most people it is a first time thing, and it's quite new to everyone. That's what I found quite exciting about the whole experience, was that everything, I didn't know too much about it going in. Obviously, I'd done my research and things, but I didn't know the full process. So everything, every challenge, every person that we met, every kind of sponsor, everything was really exciting and really fresh and new. And you didn't really know what you were getting yourself into. And that, I quite liked the excitement of that, because each day or each challenge was different, and it was exciting. So we met loads of people. We obviously did like the air races, and we got to do lots of different challenges. But it was just really good fun, to be honest. Anything too seriously. Obviously, do what you need to do in terms of the challenge itself, but just enjoy it, because the thing is, it's all over so quickly that if you are too worried, and I felt like that was maybe something, looking back during Miss Scotland, like when I actually had won it, like, sometimes I got myself, I kind of overthinking too many situations, and maybe that comes down to me being a wee bit younger, or like, looking back, I was like, see if I'd just relaxed a wee bit more and just enjoyed it, because it literally goes over so quickly. And I'm not saying I didn't enjoy it, but it was more like, you would kind of you would overthink so many things, when really it's just like, just have fun. The things that you're doing are fun, and they are very chilled, very laid back, so just enjoy it. and take it's each one as it comes, really.
Yeah.
Being a finalist was one of the most fun parts, I would say, because you were all as a team, you met so many people, we all made so many friends, and it was really, really fun experience. So then obviously going on to the night, we had all our rehearsals, and then we had each kind of stage of the competition. So we had like our what was the style round called?
My style.
So you had your My Style round. So that was, I don't know if that's a element of this year's competition.
I think that's what Ayrshire Magazine does now, because when we done it in 2019, we had to do a floral style challenge. I think Lindsay's had to do a 90s style. So I think your own style challenge comes through in a photo shoot. Not sure what the theme is this year. I think they're doing it on Sunday, so we'll find out soon. But yeah, that's what the my styles transition to.
Okay, amazing. Yeah, no, that's exciting. So yeah, you're able to put your kind of own wee twist on obviously the things that you like to wear, but again, keep it quite glam, I would say, depending on the style. Don't dress it down, I would say. Maybe just keep it nice and glam.
I would say, though, funnily enough, so I did the My Style Challenge last year. And it's 2021. In 2019, and the challenge was floral.
Yeah.
So we had to think of a floral outfit.
That's fun.
Oh, my God. The girls turned up in the most gorgeous floral dresses and outfits. And my thinking was, I think everyone's going to go for a floral outfit, and there's only so many. And I'm not really a floral person. So I had a denim jumpsuit, and I'm more of a hair girl. Mm-hmm. So I did a...
You put it through your hair, didn't you?
Yeah, I did a fishtail braid and put it through my hair. And I had little floral heels. They were kind of like River Island tropical ones. And I was like, I would wear this out. When I got up, I kind of thought, oh, have I kind of understated this too much? And I feel like I'm quite an understated person. So I panicked a wee bit, and... Safe to say, I did not get the top five for the challenge, but to the finalists, don't panic, because you have other strengths, and that will shine through.
Exactly. That was for me, I was the same, wasn't my strongest point, but for Miss Scotland and for Miss World, I took the more fitnessy route, because I was like, I've always danced, I've always did kind of gymnastics and things my full life. Yeah, the same as you. And for our fitness round, it was actually more of like a fitness dance. We were sponsored by Adidas, which was amazing. So we got lovely crop top and leggings, and obviously our trainers and things. So we were all in different prints, which looked really cool. We also did a photo shoot previous to that, but we basically did like a kind of sports dance kind of thing, so that was also judged on the nights, but that was really fun. So I kind of focused more on that, because I was like, but just play to your strengths. Like, if you're not really confident and want, like for me, catwalk and walking and things wasn't really my strongest point, but maybe dancing and kind of the sports thing. But then other girls really struggled with the dancing thing, but they would be really strong in photo shoots or other things. So don't panic if you're not good at everything, and don't think, oh, I'm not going to do well in this whole thing because I've not got one particular strong point. Because when I went to Miss World, I did the same.
Yeah.
Obviously, you've got the most incredible, gorgeous, stunning, tall, amazing models all over the world, and they are catwalking down this, like the stage, and you're just looking at them in awe, and you're like, oh God, it's my turn. Like, no. Me personally. But then, do you know what? When we did the sports round and the sports challenge, I was like, right. And my team won, and we did really, really, obviously it was a team effort, but there was like 120 of us, and we were our kind of red group split into three groups. And we were the highest scoring. No, it wasn't actually three groups. The finalists got split into three groups. So it was actually smaller groups than that.
Right.
And our red team won. So we had someone that was really good at javelin and kind of shot put and things. I was more of like a sprinter and like run. I was better at like the running side of it. And we all actually complimented each other quite well. And that was a buzz, because we were like, oh, we found our strength here. So it was but then to be honest, the rest of the, like all the other challenges and things, I didn't. Talent as well, I felt like that was quite good. I got into the top 10 of the talent round, so that was quite exciting.
Uh-huh.
Again, I just played to my strengths and didn't get myself too down about the things that I wasn't as good at, because you're not going to be good at everything. You're not going to or be as, not that you're not good at it, but just you're not going to be as strong at every single element. But that's the whole point in it. It gives you kind of an all round picture of the person. So
totally.
And
I think that's the key. Just play to your strengths and be you. And like, whilst there's challenges and stuff like that, the essence of it, and I don't know if I should say this, but it's about you as a person. They're looking for a personality to represent them. And whether you have strengths, like be it that fit in with the ideals of the competition, so like, are you a sporty person, are you a good speaker, like that's all well and good at Miss World, but remember, you are Miss Scotland for a whole entire year. You need to represent the brand that is Miss Scotland and Miss World, and be this delightful person to be around, really easygoing, approachable, and that, so I think those values show themselves up in different ways. So basically what we're saying is, although the challenges help, they certainly help, because they can fast track you into being the top five or whatever. I don't know how they're going to do it this year. Mm-hmm. But it is about you, so remember that.
Yeah, exactly. That's what, like, if you're not doing particularly well in certain things, that doesn't mean that you're not going to do well in the overall competition, because they could see other strengths in you that you might not see, or they might not be put into categories that are the challenges that you're set. So just be yourself. Another thing I would maybe say is, don't over rehearse. And I feel like that kind of played to my, like, definitely helped with me, was I maybe didn't know an awful lot about it at the start. It was never really something that I thought I would be involved in. Obviously, I'm so glad I did. But at the very, very start, and during the process, actually, I didn't over rehearse myself too much. I did my research. I knew what was going on. I'd prepared myself. But I wasn't over rehearsed to the point where I was almost scripted. And that played to my advantage, because I definitely came across as more natural. And even like you're saying about the speaking thing, I was not a confident speaker. If you met me, if you came across me, you'd think I was quite confident. Put me in a room in front of however many people and tell me to speak, and that's when I'm at my most vulnerable. And then but then you're hearing that and you think, well, how are you Miss Scotland? But you make it work. You play to your strengths.
You make it work.
You get by, and you obviously get the help that you need to kind of progress in that way. But at that time, I wasn't particularly strong at public speaking. I wasn't very confident. On the night of the final, oh my goodness, looking back, I remember me and Jan laughing at it. When I was asked, Jennifer asked me the questions, I was just like, bah, 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 bah. I didn't make any sense. I don't actually think I spoke about any valid point. Like, I was just so nervous, but I was just like, oh my God, I came off like, oh no, that's me. I'm done. Like, I haven't done well at all. I totally beat myself up about it, because I was so frustrated, because I was like, did I even make any sense in that? But no, it was fine. And it that was just one kind of wee blip. But it's okay. Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter. We're all human. We all have different strengths. And it's, but I do remember that. It was quite funny looking back at the videos. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Oh, I did not notice at all. I mean, I was probably so wrapped up in my own stuff. But you came across great to me.
I think you do beat yourself up a wee bit more, don't you?
You do. And you're your own worst critic, I think.
Exactly.
But on that, so we're obviously talking about, like, I don't want people to get freaked out thinking that all you have to do is public speaking.
Oh no,
that
not can it's such a minor part of it. Like,
it's
genuinely,
such a minor part. And I would say that the girls' year is shaped by their strengths and what they kind of like doing, because you are inclined more to go for the jobs that suit your style.
Of course, of course. Like, I didn't have to do many public speaking events at all. Obviously, if I was invited to somewhere as a guest, they would maybe get me to present on an award or present different things. But it was nothing. If you just say, like, oh, I don't really particularly want to, not that you don't want to, maybe shouldn't say that, but if you don't want to go up and say this big massive spiel about whatever it is that you're at, then that's fine. They'll just be like, no problem, just announce the name, announce the winner, and then that's you. And you've been there and you've done your part, but you don't have to do anything that you don't really, really feel confident doing. So
Yep, and you will
worry about that.
Yeah, and the girls will shine at the areas that they feel most comfortable. It's just life.
Of course, of course. And on you go.
Well, I was just going to say, I always harp on about this, but the thing that I love most about it is that every single one of us is different. We're not carbon copies of one another. And on that, please don't modify yourself to suit what you think the judges might be looking for, because you will be surprised. If it fits, it fits. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. If you're the one for the job, you will get it regardless.
Yeah. And the likelihood
the previous
is,
winner has done, or if you look at the previous year and you think, oh, she's done this or she's done that or whatever, I'm not very good at this, or like, every single year is different, and everyone,
yes,
there's different jobs, there's different opportunities, there's different events, and they all are, yes, yeah, like you say, it's, they're shaped to you and your strengths and what's happening that year, because not
of
every
course.
Year's the same, every year's different, as you will be aware of your year.
Don't I know? Half of it's been in a pandemic.
Exactly.
Well, I say half of it. I'm lucky to have had 2 years.
Yeah.
So 1 year has been a pandemic and the other has been more normal, shall we say. But just to finish, I would say, and I noticed this at Miss World, that at least I would say 50%, maybe 40% of the girls at Miss World, and probably more for Miss Scotland, because I have not met them properly yet, but I get really, really great vibes from them all, are qualified to do the job. So see if the results were picked from a hat and the winner was chosen at random, guaranteed that girl would make an excellent Miss Scotland. So what
of
I'm trying
course.
To say is, you are right for the role because you've been chosen as a finalist, so that in itself is so huge. It's pretty much just what happens on the night. If you host another night, maybe another girl will be less nervous and she would win it. Do you know what I mean? So I think just kudos to getting this far.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
this is
right,
a huge achievement
it.
In itself. It's everyone, all the girls over all over Scotland who have went for this, and you are the kind of, how many finalists is there this year?
12,
top 12. So
yeah,
that, like you're saying, that's in a huge achievement in itself, of course.
Yeah. Totally agree. So what would you say have been your highlights of your time, just to finish?
So definitely, obviously, going to Miss World, that was amazing. Met so many people. I'm still good friends with them to this day. Haven't quite met up. I've met up with Wales. I was really, really close with her. And England. Obviously, naturally, because they're closer, but the one person I would love to go and see is Cayman Islands, but she is
far away. You were besties.
Yeah, and Malta and Gibraltar and everyone, we're all so close, but obviously we're all very far away from each other. That was absolutely amazing. Like, it was just an experience I will never ever forget, and I've taken away so much from it, and just at the experience as a whole as Miss Scotland, it gave me so much confidence and showed me that I was so capable of doing so much from such a young age. And that brings me on to like my charity work. Like, I worked with two charities during my year. I started off with Autoimmune Alopecia Research UK, and then I did some big charity events for Action Medical Research for Children. So they are a children's charity that focus on funding children's more rare diseases, so the diseases that don't have maybe much funding into them or research. So basically, I hosted two huge charity balls. I raised over £50,000 for the charities, and continued to do so afterwards. So it was, that achievement in itself was amazing, because I didn't,
yes,
once I was able to raise that much money, but also put on such a huge event, obviously with help of my family and the committee and stuff that we had, but it gives you the opportunity and it gives you the push to kind of do these things, and it doesn't necessarily mean that you didn't want to do them before, but it does give you that push to be like, yes, this is the time to do it. And it really helps. So that was a huge highlight of mine. And obviously just meeting everyone that like I met along the whole process, from sponsors to other finalists, obviously Jan and Andy and everyone. And like the makeup artists, like just the hairdressers, everyone. It was just such a buzz all the time, and it was nice how involved everyone was all the time. And yeah, no, there were so many things to take away from it. And I'm obviously just grateful for the opportunity, because it has really helped me in so many different ways in my life that you don't really think about until you look back. So yeah, no, definitely amazing experience for everyone to, and even just as a finalist, again, you'll have so much fun, you'll meet so many people, and you will learn a lot about yourself even just being a finalist.
Mm-hmm.
So no, it's great fun.
Great fun.
Great
and
fun.
I just think that taking part in this, like, it does change your life in even the smallest of ways. There will be a ripple effect.
Absolutely.
I will forever be grateful for that.
Yeah. Lots of opportunities, people you meet, lots of networking. There's always going to be something that comes from it. That's another key thing, networking. The people that you meet, always be on the ball of, even from a finalist from day one, always be on the ball of who you're around, how you are around them, because you never know how those people will come back. Like you might get an opportunity from them in the future, or you just never know. So always be prepared and aware of your surroundings.
Agreed.
There's lots of amazing people around you throughout the full process. So, yeah.
Well, Lucy, can I have a quote from you?
Yes. You can. So
you know the score.
I literally go by it every day. It's everything happens for a reason, and what's for you won't go by you. So even though things maybe aren't quite the way they are at the moment, everything will fall into place.
That is so reason. Fitting. I love it. All right, Lucy, so have you got any words of wisdom or anything you'd like to say to our finalists who are competing over the next couple of months?
So I would just say, enjoy it, just be yourself, don't overthink anything too much, and just have fun, because it's over so quickly. And thank you so much for having me, and good luck to all the finalists.
Oh, thanks, Lucy. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode, and of course thank you to my guest Lucy for talking all things Miss Scotland, as well as saying thank you to our listeners and everyone who's engaging with us on social media. I want to say a personal good luck to the Miss Scotland finalists. This is going to be such a fun journey, and for the listeners, keep your eyes and ears peeled for how we're getting involved with Miss Scotland 2021. I'll see you next week.